With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. The truck used to kill a London Muslim family just over 2 years ago was purchased just weeks before the attack. Jurors at the trial of Nathaniel Veltman heard yesterday that officers searching the 22-year-old's downtown apartment found the bill of sale for the Dodge pickup in an open dresser drawer. It was dated May 11th with a delivery date of May 19th. The truck was used to run down the Avzal family on June 6th. The trial takes a break today and Monday before resuming Tuesday. It's a move provincial officials say will bring 2,000 new jobs to London over the next 5 years. The province announced yesterday it is going forward with its plan to move WSIB's head office from downtown Toronto to East London. It will open in 3M's former building on Tartan Drive in 2025. Two men are charged after $100,000 worth of stolen tools and equipment were found inside a U-Haul in St. Thomas. Police responding to a call about a suspicious vehicle near Wellington and Ross Tuesday afternoon found the U-Haul, which was missing part of its windshield. The stolen items found inside were from across Ontario and Quebec. A 39-year-old and a 40-year-old of no fixed address are charged. With demand soaring, the London Food Bank is asking Londoners to give generously over the next 11 days. The food bank launched its annual Thanksgiving food drive yesterday. It comes as food bank usage has nearly doubled over the first 8 months of the year. Donations can be dropped off at most grocery stores, London fire halls, and the food bank warehouse on Leithorn Street. Financial donations are also being collected at londonfoodbank.ca. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.